Pastor John Torrison 在我们当中与我们分享。
I'm very grateful that we invited Pastor Torrison to come and give us message.
他的题目是走入新的一年。
The title of the message today is Walking into the New Year.
所以我们来到2018年的尾声。
So here we come to the end of 2018.
过几天就要进入2019年。
We're gonna2019 is just at the corner.
我想 Torrison 牧师有他的信息。
So I think Pastor Torrison has his message to you.
来勉励我们进入这新的一年里。
To encourage us into the new year.
Thank you for letting me come and share with you again. It's been a little while.
谢谢能够你们邀请我来给大家分享信息，已经有一阵子没有来了。
But I enjoy coming and sharing God's word with you and with all the churches in our Central Baptist Association.
我很享受每次能够来到教会能够分享信息。
You are part of about 71 churches in central New Mexico that are part of this association.
我们这个教会是和其他的71个教会一起是在这边的南方的一个教会的一个组织。
And together, we are able to do a lot of ministry in central New Mexico, with different language groups, with existing churches, and with planting churches.
在这个新墨西哥中部的教会的联合会的话，我们教会和其他教会一起做很多事工。
And we value your partnership with us as we work together.For God's kingdom.
我们很感谢你们教会和我们之间的这个关系。
Our passage is in Ephesians chapter 5.
今天的信息是来自以弗所书第五章。
And we are going to talk about how we should walk into the new year that we're about to enter.
讲的是我们应该如何的走进新的一年。
A new year is a time to reflect on the previous year, the year we just finished.
新的一年是对刚刚过去的一年可以做一个很好的回顾。
It's always good to look back at where we've been.
一直回顾想想过去的一年总是有好处的。
In every event of last year, we can learn good things from our Father in heaven.
在过去的每一个事件当中，我们都能从天父那里学到很多好的东西。
We learn of His great love for us.
我们经历他对我们的爱。
We experienced His great grace and patience and mercy.
我们经历他的恩典、耐心和怜悯。
We are reminded of our dependence upon Him through every situation in life.
也提醒我们凡事都要信靠他。
We experienced his presence and promises through both the good and the bad things.
我们在好与坏当中都经历他的同在和应许。
And the Apostle Paul said in Philippians 3:13-14, Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
使徒保罗在腓立比书三章十三到十四节说道：弟兄们，我不认为自己已经得着了，但是我有一件事，就是忘记背后，争取前面的。
So we look back at the new year, but we also look at the present.
所以，我们不仅要回顾过去，也要看到现在。
And this is a good time to evaluate our present.
也是一个很好的时间，我们要对现在的我们做一个很好做一个评估。
As we prepare to enter a new year, we should spiritually evaluate our relationship with Jesus Christ and ask some questions.
当我们进入新的一年的时候，我们应该在属灵上评估我们与耶稣基督的关系，并且问自己一些问题。
Have I grown closer to my Lord this last year?
在过去的一年中，我有没有和主更加的亲近？
Have I become more like him?
我有没有变得更像他？
Have I served him and his kingdom well?
我有没有好好的服侍他和他的国？
Have I shared the good news of Jesus Christ with others and ministered to others in His name?
我有没有向他人传扬耶稣基督的福音，并以主的名义服侍他人？
Knowing where we are in our relationship with Him will help us look ahead to the next year and know where we need to grow in our relationship with Him in every part of our life.
知道我们与主的关系能让我们在新的一年向前看，并且在知道我们在哪一方面需要成长和进步。
A new year is also a time to look ahead at how we need to grow in that relationship with Jesus.
所以新的一年我们也要去思考和主耶稣的关系，我们需要如何去成长。
We grow through worship and prayer and Bible study.
我们可以通过敬拜、祷告，还有学习圣经。
We grow through loving and serving others and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with the lost world.
也通过爱服侍他人和在这个迷失的世界里传扬基督的福音。
We set new goals and establish or reestablish new commitments for ourselves and for your family and even for your church.
新的一年我们也应该去设立新的目标，并且定下或者是重新定下承诺，为你自己、为你的家庭和你的教会。
And again in Philippians 3:14, Paul wrote, I press toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward.In Christ Jesus.
同样在腓立比书三章十四节说到向着目标竭力追求，为了得到那在耶稣基督里神至高召唤的奖赏。
So Paul learned from his past, but he put it behind him.
所以保罗他知道他的过去，但是他要忘记他的过去。
And he looked ahead.In order to reach the high call of God in Christ.
他要向前看，来回应神对他的呼召。
So as we enter into a new year, we're going to look briefly at the past to learn and give thanks.
所以当我们进入新的一年，我们要看看过去所得着的，也献上我们的感谢。
We look at the present to evaluate our lives.
我们看看现在来评估我们的生命。
And we look at the future with new goals and new commitments.
我们也看看未来，定下新的目标和承诺。
And in our passage in Ephesians chapter 5, we learn three things that will help us walk into or move into a new year.
所以今天我们来看的以弗所书第五章的三节经节，我们来学习，这进入新的一年我们需要做的事情。
Let me read the passage beginning in verse 1.
让我来念一下这个今天我们要讲的以弗所书第五章第一节。
And I want to read all the way through verse 20, and then we'll come back and talk about these. So I'll read it all the way through, then you.
Okay.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1.Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality, or of any kind of impurity, or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people.Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient.Therefore, do not be partners with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
以弗所书五章一到二十节，所以你们该效法神，好像门慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。至于淫乱并一切污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方和圣徒的体统。淫词妄语和嬉笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话，因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的。有贪心的就与拜偶像的一样，不要被人虚浮的话欺哄，因这些事神的愤怒必临到那忤逆之子，所以你们不要与他们同伙。从前你们是暗卫的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实，总要查检何为主所喜悦的事。那暗卫无益的事不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人，因为他们暗中行所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。凡是受了责备就被光显明出来，因为一切都显明的就是光。所以主说，你这醒着的人当醒过来，你这睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，要像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和赞美主。凡事要奉我主耶稣基督的名常常感谢父神，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Let me pray as we begin. Father, I thank you for your word, because your word is truth.
让我们祷告。父神，谢谢你的话语，因为你的话语是真理。
And I thank you that you love us and guide and direct us.
谢谢你的话语来带领我们。
And I pray that as we look at this passage, you will teach us.
让我们祷告，当我们看这个节经文的时候，你能够教导我们。
And that we will be able to take what we hear and put it into action.
也能够把我们所听到的付诸于行动。
Speak to our hearts and lead us through this passage, I pray in Jesus' name.
对我们说话，让我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
The first thing that the apostle tells us is that we are to walk in love.
这里保罗教我们的第一件事就是我们要在爱中行事。
Paul instructs us to be imitators of God as dearly beloved children.
保罗这里说到我们是作为蒙爱的子女，要效仿神。
The reality for those who are Christ followers is that we are a reflection of who God is.
作为基督的追随者，我们是一个就是基督形象的一个反应。
The word imitators is the same word as mimic.
这里所说的效法和模仿的意思相同。
In fact, people will determine what they believe about God by what they see in you.
事实上，人们会从你作为神的儿女身上看到的来决定他们是否要相信神。
If we do not reflect who God is correctly, they'll see a false God.
如果我们没有很好的去彰显神的话，人们所看到的就会是一个假的神的形象。
This is a heavy responsibility for us.
这是一个很重大的责任。
We are sinners who are saved by grace, who still struggle with our sin nature.
我们是被恩典拯救的罪人，而且仍然在我们罪的本性当中挣扎。
But the goal for every believer is to grow more like Christ every day.
但是每一个信徒的目标是每天都能越来越像基督。
So that we can reflect His true nature to those around us and see the true reality of who Jesus is.
这样我们周围的人就能从我们身上看到耶稣的性情，也能看到真实的基督耶稣。
If we don't love people, they won't see a loving God.
如果我们不去爱他人的话，人们就会觉得神也不是一个有爱的神。
If we don't forgive people, they will not see a forgiving God.
如果我们不去原谅别人的话，他们也不会，人们就不会觉得神是一个会原谅的。
If we don't serve people, they will not see a God who served us through Christ.
如果我们不去服侍别人的话，那么人们看到的神就不是一个有通过主耶稣基督来服侍我们的。
Notice that we are to take the action to walk, to do something.
所以注意的是，这里我们要付诸于行动，在爱里面要付诸于行动。
We are to love, and here the word is God's divine sacrificial love.
在这里的爱指的是神对我们神圣的牺牲的爱。
We are to love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
我们要去爱，就像基督爱我们，为我们舍弃了自己，做供物和祭物献给神，成为馨香的气息。
We do this by loving others as Christ has loved us.
我们要去爱他人，就像基督爱我们。
God loved us so much that he sent his only son to this world.
神是如此的爱我们，他将他的儿子独生子送来到这个世界。
We were sinners separated from God.
我们曾经是罪人，和神是分离的。
We could do nothing to bring ourselves into his kingdom.
通过我们自己的努力是没有办法进入神的国。
So Jesus came to bring us to the Father.
所以耶稣来到这个世界，来把我们带到神的国。
And he paid a price we could never pay ourselves.
基督所付出的代价是我们无法复制的。
He lovingly and willingly went to the cross.
他自愿的来到十字架前。
He died our death.
也是为我们的罪而死。
He was buried.
他被埋葬起来。
And he rose again from the dead, overcoming sin and death.
但是他又复活，来为了我们的罪而。
So that every person who would put their faith in Jesus Christ could have their sin forgiven.
所以任何人如果相信主耶稣基督的话，就能进入天堂。
And have the assurance of everlasting life.
并且能够得到永生。
So, how do we love? We do this by loving others as Christ loved us.
所以我们该如何去爱呢？我们要去爱他人，就像基督爱我们。
By forgiving others as Christ has forgiven us.
我们要去原谅他人，就像基督赦免了我们。
By looking out for the welfare of others before ourselves.
我们要寻求他人的益处，而不是自己的益处。
When you love someone, you care for them.
你当你爱某个人的时候，你会关心他。
You watch out for them.
你会会心里会惦记着。
You help them when they have a need.
你会去帮助他，如果他需要，当他有需要的时候。
And you make sacrifices for them.
而且你会做出牺牲。
In our passage, it talks not only about how we should walk in love.
这一经节当中没有不仅仅说到我们应该要在爱中要去爱。
But it also listed a lot of things that we're not supposed to do.
也列举了一些事情我们是不应该去做的。
There should be no sexual immorality.
不应该有淫乱。
No impurity or greed.
一切不应该有污秽或者是贪心。
Those do not reflect God's holy nature.
这些都没有, 都不是, 都和神的神性, 相违背。
Instead, he talks about giving thanksgiving.
也说到了我们要, 要给予感谢。
That we are to inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God.
我们在神的国度里得到了, 得到了基业。
And also that we're not to be deceived by anyone.
也不要被任何人, 所欺骗。
And not to be partners with those who do the things that he had listed in this passage.
也不要与那些, 做了, 神所, 不允许做的事情的那些人所同, 一相同伙。
In 1 Corinthians 13,
在, 以弗所书第一章, 第13节,
we have a whole passage about what love is and what love isn't.
在那一章章, 节当中讲到了什么是爱, 什么不是爱。
And the Bible tells us that if we don't have love, we're just making loud noises.
圣经说, 如果我们, 不去爱的话, 其实我们就是, 一些在那些碎碎念的人。
So if we walk into the new year with God's love,
所以我们进入这新的一年, 要去, 像神的爱, 要与我们同在。
We will be able to truly reflect Him to the world around us.
也要去, 显明神, 向周围的人, 显明神。
And there's no question that right now the world needs God's love.
也是, 毫无质疑的, 现在这个世界需要神的爱。
The second thing the passage tells us is that we are to walk in the light.
在, 第二件, 是, 第二点, 这里讲到的是, 我们要在, 光明中行事。
The passage says, For you were once darkness, now you are the light in the Lord. Live as children of the light.
这里经节中说到, 我们是作为神的子女, 我们现在已经在光明之中。
Jesus is the light of the world. The light overcomes darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it.
耶稣是这个世界的光, 这光在黑暗中照耀, 黑暗却没有胜过这光。
We all were once separated from God.
我们都一度曾经和神分离。
And Paul reminds us in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, where we were prior to coming to Christ.
保罗在以弗所书2章1到4节提醒我们, 我们, 在认识基督之前, 我们是什么样子的。
The scripture says, As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.
你们因着自己的过犯和罪孽原是死的。 在其中你们从前行事为人是顺着这世界的潮流，顺着那空中权势的掌权者，就是现今在那些不信从的儿女里面做工的灵。我们从前也都生活在他们中间，生活在自己的肉体的欲望里，行肉体和意念所愿的事。我们正如其他人生来也是震怒之下的儿女，不过神有丰富的怜悯，因着他爱我们的大爱，甚至当我们还 死在过犯中的时候，就使我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是借着恩典。After
he tells us to live as children of the light, it says, For the fruit of the light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
接着保罗又说到, 原来属于光的果子就是一切良善、公义、真理。
And then he says, and find out what pleases the Lord.
然后他说, 我们要分辨什么是主所喜悦的事。
This is where our greatest struggle comes.
这也对我们来说是最大的一个困难。
Seeking what pleases the Lord and not what pleases us. We know that God's ways are above our ways, and His will is perfect, that His purpose is greater than our purpose.
我们知道主行事是在我们之上，祂是完美的，祂的目的也在我们的目的之上。
God's goodness and righteousness and truth must reign in our hearts and lives so that His light shines in us and through us.
神的良善、公义和真理一定会在我们心中和生命中掌权，让我们由内而外地放出光来。
And this is a true reflection of who He is and what He has done for us through Christ.
也能够由此来彰显神和神通过基督耶稣为我们所做的。In
contrast, we are to avoid completely the fruitless deeds of darkness and expose them.
相反的，我们也要去认清，黑暗中不会结出果子的行为，并将它们暴露出来。He
says it's even shameful for us to even discuss or mention what the disobedient do in secret.
保罗这里说，甚至谈论或者是偷偷的在暗地里不顺服，也是一件羞耻的事。So
the question we ask is, how does this fit into our choices of entertainment and social activity today?
所以我们要这样问自己，如何将这运用在我们现在的娱乐和社交生活当中？
The light of Christ makes everything visible.
基督的光会让一切都可见。
So our focus is to be on our life in Christ and His life in and through us.
我们应将我们的注意放在基督里面，我们的生命和住在我们里面的他的生命。It
seems our world is getting darker and darker all the time.
我们现在我们住在的这个世界变得越来越黑暗。Now
we know sin has always been prevalent in the world.
我们知道罪在这个世界一直都是占据上风的。
But in these days, it seems like it's becoming more acceptable than ever before.
甚至现在越来越被为人所接受。
And in a darkened world, a light will shine much brighter.
在一个黑暗的世界里面，光才能有它的，能够看到它的光亮。
So as we enter into a new year, we should focus on how God's light shines through us.
所以说， 进到新的一年，我们要去注意到神的光是如何通过我们来散发出来。Because
remember, the light overcomes darkness.
我们要记住，光是会战胜黑暗的。And
the Bible says, greater is He who is in you than he that is in the world.
要记住神说过，光在我们，Greater
is He in you than He that is in the world.
他在我们生命当中是大过于这个世界。I
sure appreciate Mia interpreting. I know how difficult this is. But I love being able to share in a language church and in your church. So I hope you understand what the scripture is telling us. We must walk with an attitude of love and with the light of Christ showing through us.
所以我们要记住，在这个新的一年，我们要在爱中行事，也要在这个光，带着神的光和我们一起。
But the third thing that he tells us is very important.
保罗提到的第三件我们需要做的是
The Bible tells us to walk carefully.
保罗说，神说我们要小心的行事。
It says, be very careful then how you live, not as wise but as unwise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
这里说我们要小心 行事，不要像没有智慧的人，要像有智慧的人，要把握机会，因为这时代是邪恶的。He
also says, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
不要做愚妄的人，而要领悟主的旨意是什么。
He says, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit, sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
不要醉酒，醉酒带来放荡，而要被圣灵充满，用诗篇、圣诗、属灵的诗歌彼此对说，从你们心里歌颂赞美主，奉我们主耶稣基督的名为一切常常感谢父神。
We are living in a changing world and a changing society.
我们生活在一个变化中的世界。
The respect for anything Christian is passing.
对与基督教有关的尊重已经消失了。
Christianity is no longer seen as having value.
基督教已经不再被视为是有价值的。
Instead, it is becoming a hindrance to those who want to live in sin.
相反的，对那些想要生活在罪中的人来说，这甚至已经成为他们的阻力。
The world we live in today is much closer to the early church, I believe, than ever before.
我们生活的世界和早前的教会从未有过的相似。
We can look at that in two ways.
我们有从两个角度可以来看这一点。
We can see that as something bad.
可以在那些不好的事情当中看。
Or we can see it as a wonderful mission field.
或者是我们可以把自己视为这视为一个事工。
God's church has always grown under persecution.
神的教会一直都是在一直都是在这个压迫当中成长的。
When there has been opposition to Christ, it seems the Spirit has grown the church.
当对神有反对的声音的时候，教会的势力都一直是在成长的。
I have shared with others that we used to have a large area in society that was.Kind of a gray area.
在这个社会当中，通常都会有一些灰色地带。
There were committed believers.
有一部分人是非常虔诚的信徒。
There was the lost world.
另外一部分是一个迷失的一个世界。
And in between were people that weren't committed anywhere.
在这中间的话，那就是一群人，他们并没有对任何事情有承诺。
In the church, we may have had lots of people, but not all of them were true believers.
可能教会里面有许多的人，但是并不是所有人都是真正的信徒。
But when opposition comes and persecution comes,
所以当有反对甚至有压迫的时候，
those people in the middle, that group gets very small.
所以中间的这群人就会变得非常的少。
Because true believers are going to be committed to Christ.
所以因为真正的信徒会非常虔诚的去跟随神。
Those who are not true believers are not going to endure persecution. They will walk away.
不是真正的信徒的人就会离开，在这个压力之下就会离开神。
So we may not have large numbers of people in church.
如果我们教会当中可能并没有很大的一群人。
But the believers who are there will be very committed to Christ.
但是在教会里面的信徒，真正的信徒是真的是虔诚的跟随主。
And that makes the body of Christ even stronger in a lost world.
这样会使教会的力量更加的强大。
We know we must be careful, but we do not need to live in fear either.
我们知道我们必须十分小心，但是我们也不要生活在恐惧之中。
The scripture tells us in 1 John 4:4, you dear children are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world.
约翰一书四章四节告诉我们，孩子们啊，你们属于神，而且你们已经胜过了假先知们，因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
Also in Romans 8:37 it says, No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
同样在罗马书八章三十七节讲到，靠着爱我们的那一位，我们在一切事上已经得胜有余了。
So the scripture says, be careful how you live.
所以这里告诉我们，我们要小心行事。
Be wise in your decisions.
而且要做有智慧的人。
Make the most of every opportunity.
要把握机会。
Do you realize that in the scope of eternity, our time on earth is very minimal?
在这个永生的跨度里面，我们生活在这个世界上的时间是非常非常短暂的。
The Bible says that we are but a vapor that appears for a moment and then fades away.
圣经告诉我们，我们的生命就像一片云雾，就会消失殆尽，在一瞬间。
So in that little moment of vapor that we're here,
当我们在这个短暂的生命在这个世上的时候，
we want to make the biggest impact we can make.
我们需要做最大的努力，产生最大的影响。
So that lost people can come to Christ.
这样能有更多的人能够来到基督。
So that those who come to Christ can grow in Christ.
这样能够来到基督里的人能够在基督里成长。
So that we can raise up spiritual leaders.
这样我们也能够有更多的属灵的长者能够出现。
Spiritual leaders we can send out into the world with the good news of Jesus.
然后他们能够把神的福音带给更多的人。
So make the most of every opportunity you can for Jesus.
所以我们要把握住每一个机会。
It also tells us to understand what the Lord's will is.
也要去领悟主的旨意是什么。
Pray and ask God what His will is.
我们要祷告来询问主的旨意。
In the garden, before Jesus was crucified, he prayed, Father, not my will, but your will be done.
在耶稣在要被钉十字架之前，他向神祷告说，要告诉你我的你告诉你你的旨意，而不是。
I like your banner.
我很喜欢这里的旗帜上写的。
Not about me, it's about Christ.
这里讲到不是和我有关，而一切都是和耶稣。
Lord, what is your will for my life, not what do I want?
我们要向神说，要问神你的旨意是什么，而不是说我想要什么。
It says for us to be filled with His Spirit.
这里说我们要被圣灵充满。
It tells us to encourage others and worship the Lord at all times.
我们也要和其他弟兄姊妹一起敬拜主，一起赞美主。
It tells us to give thanks for everything, both the good and the bad.
我们也要常常感谢父神，不仅仅是为好的，也要为坏的。
Our Father is a good Father.
我们的父神是好的父神。
He only allows things or does things in our life that are good for us.
他只会让那些发生在我们生命当中的事都成为我们的益处。
And we may not always understand what He has done or why he does it.
我们可能并不能完全理解他为什么会做这些事。
But it's always good.
但我们要记住都是对我们有益处的。
And then it says to do everything in the name of Jesus.
然后这里说要奉主耶稣基督的名去做。
And that's not a formula.
这不是一个公式。
But it means that all that I do, I do for the glory of my Lord Jesus Christ.
是我们要做任何事情都是为要去荣耀神。
In my work or in my home or even in my church.
在我的工作上，在家里，甚至是也是甚至教会的生活。
I serve for His glory.
我都是为了要荣耀他。
I seek to honor Him with all that I am and all that I have.
要用要把我自己和我所拥有的都要去荣耀他。
I seek to live in a way that will be a true reflection of who He is.
我们要要用我们的我们要用我们自己来去彰显他。
You see, people ought to be able to see Jesus next door. Not just at the church.
要知道人们是认识神是通过他们周围的邻居周围的人而不是通过教会。
They should be able to see Jesus in the workplace.
他们需要在他们的工作的地方看到神。
To see Jesus in their school.
去看到在他们学校里面来看到神。
And that comes through those who are Christ's reflecting him.
这是因为他们看到了神在他们周围人身上做的工。
And when they see Jesus, they will see God's great love for them.
当他们看到耶稣的时候，他们也能看到耶稣和神给他们的爱。
So that no matter where they've been,
所以无论是他们到任何地方，
no matter what they've done,
无论他们做什么，
no matter their background at all,
无论他们的背景是如何，
they can come to the foot of the cross.
他们都能够来到神的面前。
They can acknowledge their sin before God.
并且在神的面前认识到自己的罪。
They can turn away from their sin to follow Jesus Christ.
他们也能够与他们的罪远离然后来到神面前。
Believing he paid the price for their sin on the cross.
也相信耶稣为他们的罪做的牺牲。
That he rose from the grave overcoming sin and death.
耶稣从死里复活。
And every person who will put their faith in him will be saved.
每一个相信主耶稣基督的人都会被拯救。
Their sin will be cast away as far as the east is from the west.
他们的罪会与他们远离。
They will be a new creation.
他们会拥有新的生命。
They will experience a new love.
新的爱。
And they will have a new hope and assurance to be in the kingdom of God forever.
也会有新的盼望进入神的国。
So, in conclusion,
所以最后我们的结论,
we must first walk in love.
我们必须在爱中行事。
Love drives us to worship our Lord Jesus Christ and to submit to his perfect will and share his love with others.
是爱让我们来敬拜我们主耶稣,去顺服他完美的旨意,去和他人分享他的爱。
We are commanded to go into all the nations and make disciples of all nations.
我们必须要去使万民成为他的门徒。
The second thing is that we must walk in the light.
其次我们必须在光中行事。
The light of Christ, his truth guides us and teaches us so we're not deceived by the things of the world.
基督的光他的真理带领我们并教导我们以致我们不被这个世界所欺骗。
His word is truth.
他的话是真理。
He is the way, the truth, and the life.
他是道路、真理和生命。
And we are to walk in him.
让我们行在他里面。
Last summer, I was in Rio de Janeiro.
去年夏天我在
Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.Christ our Savior statue.
去年夏天我在巴西那边那个基督的一个那个很大的那个雕像。
And there is a mix of spiritism and Catholicism and all kinds of religious dark beliefs.
在那里有很多不一样的信仰。
Okay. And I would sit with my interpreter and share the gospel with people.
我会和我的翻译一起向那边的人传福音。
And this mix of the Bible with spiritual darkness was very prevalent there.
在那里与这个圣经所相反的一些宗教信仰在那边非常的盛行。
And what I would challenge them is to read God's word.
我会告诉他们去读神的话。
There is only one truth.
这个世间只有一个真理。
There are not many truths, there's just one.
没有所谓很多真理，只有一个真理。
And the one truth is God's word.
唯一的真理就是神的话。
Jesus is the truth.
基督是真理。
And that's the only place they will find the answer to the spiritual issues in their lives.
也只有圣经才能够为他们生活中的很多问题做答复。
The word is the light of life for us through Christ.
他的话是真理，神的话是真理。
And I challenge them to read the word of God so that God would speak to their hearts and reveal the truth to them.
所以我鼓励他们去读神的话，让神的真理能够彰显出来。
And there were many people who came to Christ by looking at the truth and who the light of light is in Jesus.
有很多人就这样信了主，就只通过读神的话语。
And the last thing that we need to be reminded of is that we must walk very carefully.
第三件就是我们要必须小心行事。
We cannot hide from the world.
我们不能逃避这个世界。
Jesus said, we are in the world, but not of this world.
耶稣说过我们在这个世界中，但并不属于这个世界。
Peter said in 1 Peter 3, we must be careful not to be deceived by the craftiness and deception of the world around us. Instead, we are to be equipped for every good work of Christ, prepared to speak truth, prepared to give an answer for the hope that is in you.
彼得前书这里有讲到我们必须小心不被这个世界的权诈和骗局所欺骗，相反的，我们要用基督来装备自己，要好好的去准备好传扬真理，和为在你里面的盼望预备好答复。
So let me encourage you as you walk into 2019.
所以我鼓励你在进入新的一年的时候。
Walk in love.
行在爱中。
Walk in the light.
行在光中。
And walk carefully.
也要小心行事。
God loves you.
神爱你。
God wants to work through you.
神也希望能够要
He wants to reach those who are lost in our world.
也要能够他的福音能传到那些不信他的人。
And we are those who will represent him to this dark world.
我们也是能够代表他。
Maybe you're here this morning and you've never trusted Jesus as Savior and Lord.
也许这个早上你还没有相信神是你的救主。
This would be the day for you to come to Christ.
这也是一个很好的机会，你能够来到神的面前。
Acknowledge that you have sin in your life.
承认你也是个罪人。
Desire to turn from that sin in repentance.
要远离，希望能够远离罪，能够得到赦免。
Put your faith in Jesus Christ and His work on the cross and through the resurrection.
相信耶稣，也相信他在十字架上为我们的死。
And surrender yourself to Him totally and completely.
把你自己交给他。
And He will, the Holy Spirit will come into your life and you will be a new creation.
圣灵会来到你的里面，让你成为一个新的生命。
As a believer, look at your life today.
作为一个信徒也要好好审视你现在的生命。
Ask the questions, are you loving?
要问自己一个问题，你是不是有在爱？
Are you walking in the light?
是否有行在光中？
And are you being careful as you go out into a lost world representing Jesus?
是不是在这个迷失的世界里面小心谨慎来代表神的形象。
Father, I thank you.
父神，谢谢你。
That you give us your word and how we need to live our lives for you.
谢谢你的话语告诉我们该如何生活活在这个世上。
I thank you for your forgiveness because so often we fall short.
谢谢你赦免了我们，知道我们是如何的不配。
But when we fall short, you said that we are to confess and ask forgiveness and you will forgive.
但是你说我们只要去诚心的忏悔，我们就能得到你的赦免。
I'm grateful we can put the year behind us away.
谢谢你能够让我们把我们的过去抛在后面。
And that we can look forward with great anticipation at what you will do in the coming year.
能够让我们能够向前看在新的一年里面。
Thank you for allowing us to represent you in this lost world.
谢谢你能够让我们在这个迷失的世界里面能够来代表你的形象。
And I pray you'll be glorified in how we live our lives for you.
我们祷告希望你的名能被荣耀。
And I pray it in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.